anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
You are listening to Anything and Everything with Doris podcast. Hello, everyone. In honor of Black History Month, here are just a few notable Americans that you may be interested in learning more about. Paul Cuffey, born 1759, died 1817. He was a devout Quaker Christian of Native American and African descent. He built a successful shipping business across the Atlantic, employing an all-Black crew. James Fortin, born 1766 and died 1842. Grew up attending an African school run by Quaker Anthony Benezze. During the Revolution, he sailed with Stephen Decatur Sr., father of the war hero of 1812. Fortin was captured and imprisoned on a British starving ship. After the war, he made a fortune as a sailmaker in Philadelphia, employing both Black and white workers. Samuel T. Wilcox, born 1850, went from a boat steward on the Ohio River to building a high-quality wholesale and retail grocery business in Cincinnati, having commercial links and markets in New York, New Orleans, Boston, and Baltimore. He also had a pickling and preserving business. Stephen Smith, born 1795, died 1873. At age 21, he borrowed $50 to purchase his freedom. He started a successful lumber and real estate business, which was vandalized and burned. But no, he did not give up. He restarted it. He became one of the wealthiest businessmen in Pennsylvania and was on the board of a bank. William Alexander Ledesdorf Jr., born 1810, died 1848. Of African, Cuban, and Jewish descent, established a shipyard, lumber yard, ship chandlery shop, supplying equipment for steamboats and sailing ships. As one of the richest residents, he built San Francisco's first hotel, first public school, and was proponent of California becoming a U.S. state. Robert Gordon, born 1846. Served in a coal yard so faithfully that he was given control of the enterprise. He made it so successful he was able to buy his freedom. He bought land and built docks along the Ohio River where he bought and sold coal, employing mulattoes. By the time of his death in 1884, his estate was worth $200,000, which is equivalent to $5 million today. Free Frank McWhorter, born 1777 and died 1854. He bought his freedom and started a saltpeter production operation necessary for gunpowder, which helped during the War of 1812. He was the first Black American to start a town, New Philadelphia, Illinois. And Sarah Breedlove, born 1867 and died 1919, known as Madam C.J. Walker, developed a line of beauty and hair products and became the first female self-made millionaire in America. These Americans came from an era that was very difficult for them to follow their dreams, but they not only beat the odds, but became great role models for all Americans. So to learn more about these awesome Americans, feel free to go to your local library. This episode is brought to you by Pop Express Carriers, LLC, for when you need your freight on time. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week. So come on back and feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.